Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Jim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 6th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2020. I really hope everybody's having a good day so far. I hope things aren't too, what is the word, interesting where you live. We're going to talk about these riots just for a minute. Just to let you guys know what I'm reading that's coming up. Washington, D.C. Is planning to have a million-person protest tonight. I was just telling our engineer, if only 1 out of 1,000 of those people is a bad egg, there's going to be big-time problems. They renamed the street to Black Lives Matter, painted 8-foot-tall yellow letters on it that spells out Black Lives Matter on a road that goes apparently right beside Lafayette Park going straight to the White House. I guess the D.C. city government's making a statement again. Let's see. I-95 corridor there in Connecticut. Pretty much all the businesses on either side of it have removed their merchandise and boarded up. Cops said they got intelligence that that was going to be where it was going to get hit tonight. So we'll see what happens there. In Minneapolis, Democratic city leaders voted to end the use of knee restraints and chokeholds where pressure is applied to the neck. Well, folks, I think this goes right along with, you know, these various states saying they're going to defund the police and put social workers and medics in their place. I'm curious to see how that works out for them. Somehow I don't think it will work too well. I can just see a social worker trying to talk down a hostage situation, but we'll see what happens. Good morning, Rick.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I will. Good. Very well. Good. It's a little steamy, but, you know, what can I say? You've got to break some eggs if you want to make a quiche. I figured this would happen, you know, since we had a winter / spring that lasted 3 months or 4 months. I figured I'd get up one morning and it would be 90, and that's pretty much what happened. And the only good thing I can say is that the nightshades are going wild. My tomato plants are going absolutely insane. The potatoes are. The garlics, the lower leaves are dying, so it's time for me to go ahead and get the elephant garlic out. And I've got all kinds of stuff that needs to go where they are anyway. So that's fine. But it is, of course, humid. You know, that's nobody minds heat.
Oh, man.
But if it's going to be 90% humidity and 90 degrees, that's a little more difficult to put up with.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a heat index here today of 100.
Yeah, well, that's, yep, that's the deal. So anyway, Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to go, what's the word I'm looking for, racist or anything, but I'll believe Black Lives Matter when they stop shooting each other at like it's a contest around here. Every single morning, and it's much worse when it's warm because these people that run around all night, which is what they do, shooting each other, they're a lot less likely to do it at 10 degrees Fahrenheit than they are at 70. So, but, you know, every single morning, I don't even know, it must be, being a homicide detective in the city of St. Louis must be like being a weather forecaster or a fortune teller or a psychotherapist, where basically you're just bullshitting your way through life. They can't possibly investigate. They cannot possibly investigate 4 to 10 dead people every single day. You know, it's, at some point, at some point, they're just going to have to walk the pile of paperwork over to the round file and dump it, because, you know, yeah, I've never seen anything like that. And, you know, so then they have the nerve to say Black Lives Matter. You guys, you folks who live in other places, not who live near, let's say near an urban area like Chicago or anything like that, I know you just don't get it. I understand you don't get it, and you shouldn't, and there's no reason you should. But when you see this, you know, and believe it or not, if you believe this, the news, if you turn on the local news, they think that reading the police overnight rap sheets is news. You know, who shot who and where and why, and police are still investigating, and they'll give you 4 to 6 of these every single morning, and you got policemen running all over the street, crime tape, shell casings everywhere.
Right.
And at some point, you know, after years and years of this, you know, it's like the people in this city, normal human beings, are completely numb to it. We just don't give a damn anymore.
Right.
You know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you're...
You know, you get used to bodies laying all over. You sleep through gunfire and shell fire.
Right. Yeah, you do. Eventually, you become, Yeah, eventually you get numb, you know, and you just don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You know, it just, you don't have, you can't give the mental energy to it. But when I see them renaming the street Black Lives Matter, and you see what I see every single morning and have for the last 50 years, it is hilarious. Anyway, let's get on with this. By the way, I do have something to say, though, about social unrest and chaos. I do have something to say about this. And I'm thinking that this plays very well into the whole narrative with the destruction of the banking system, with the cancerous debt-based fractional reserve banking system that we have been living with for the last, well, let's just say since 71, since Nixon took us off the gold standard, my hero Richard Nixon. But, you know, this is when things really went crazy. And, of course, as we've mentioned before, that system basically was designed to fail, but not fail in a way that you would think. Fail in a way that your wealth will be transferred to the very wealthy. What we've also seen with all of this massive stimulus that has been happening here over the past, let's say since last October, is that about $12 trillion have gone to the wealthiest of the wealthy. This would be literally, in my opinion, the criminal elite, the cronies of the Federal Reserve. And statistically speaking, the average human being has received statistically zero. Carillion? Cantillon effect. But it's not important. The basic result will be, as it always will be, they will take the money and you will be left holding the bag. If you're thinking, oh, that could never happen, well, I don't know what you're doing around here. Once again, I'm in charge of entertainment. Go ahead.
It's already happening every single day.
Yes. Yeah. And so this is what I was going to say about that. This is exactly where I was going with this, is that if you're reading the other team's playbook and you know what they're about to do, then you'll see, then it will begin to look obvious that the coronavirus is only around here to be a cover for the collapse of the economic system, which is occurring right at this moment, right in front of your eyes, and that this social violence you're seeing is not just anger over George Floyd. It's going way deeper. These people, if you look statistically, and I'm not going to go into it, but if you look statistically at what has been happening with the real inflation rate over the last, let's say, 10 years, and the real GDP, they are lying about the GDP. They're saying it's much higher than it is, and they're lying about the inflation, which is much higher than it is. It's
right.
Inflation runs, if you look at John Williams' shadow stats, you'll see that inflation is at least 2.5 times higher than what they say. So what's been happening?
Absolutely.
What's been happening essentially since 2000 is the average human being has been losing purchasing power at an alarming rate. I can tell you, and this was interesting to me, and it pretty much spells it all out. I have less free jingle in my pocket, less mad money. Right now, even though my kids are out of college, I have less jingle in my pocket than when they were in. And that is what 10 years of 7% inflation will do to your pocket change. And
right.
So you may not, call the invisible thief for a reason. You may not necessarily see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, you can't hear it, but you can feel it. You can feel it when you decide whether you're trying to decide to buy a toy or a tool or whatever it is you're about to do, that loose change is just not there. And so
right.
So the plan is well underway, but what I'm saying, and then let me wrap this up before I get hit with a commercial. The GDP, was purported to be down around 35.5%. Now the Fed is saying it could be as much as 50. This is unprecedented in the history of certainly the United States and maybe the entire world. What will happen when, and this is Q2, this we just finished our second quarter, when they start reporting this, when this nonsense actually makes it to the street, I think that, and this coupled with the food shortages, of course, or the intentional, we just, you know, whatever it is,
right.
food control, lack of jobs, got 40 million unemployed, that's like twice the Great Depression. Compounded inflation over the last 20 years. When this nonsense actually gets rolling, I do think you're going to be looking at some real social unrest. I mean real. So, you know, like, I mean, like,
right.
In the town near you, not just limited to L.A., New York, and Chicago. I think things, and you know, once again, now I say I think things are going to get real dicey. And I think that there are going to be times when you're going to find yourself in real danger, depending on where you go and what you're doing. And I don't think it's going to be Christmas before you see this. So anyway, I just wanted to put that part of that out there.
Well, yeah, and that's good. That's important stuff, Rick. Absolutely. Now, what I'm hearing, and remember, folks, I get my news from literally hundreds of sources. And instead of saying what I'm hearing, I should say what I'm reading. Beginning first quarter of next year, at the latest, before everything's falling off a cliff. That's what I'm hearing. Now, I hope these people are wrong. I really do. I don't want things to fall off a cliff. I like them pretty much the way they were in January. That was fine with me. That was what I was used to. That's what I could live with. And on the inflation thing you were talking about, Rick, you know, I folks, what it is, I go shopping for myself, my little things I want once a month, salami, hard salami, rye bread, stuff like that, the stuff my wife and daughter always forget to pick up. And I pretty much buy the same things every time. And I have watched over the last 6 months, for example, jar of crunchy peanut butter, 25 cents more every single month. You know, this is getting ridiculous. So the inflation is happening now, and I don't know how people don't see it. Product sizes are getting smaller. You know, a 3-pound can of coffee now weighs 1 pound, 2 ounces. You know, stuff like that. And you're still paying the same price for it. So, you know, they're getting you going and coming. And I don't know where this is going to stop. For those of us on a fixed government income like me from the VA or people from Social Security, this consumer price index they use to generate our pay raises to keep up with inflation every year is an absolute joke. Rick, we got a caller. We ought to go ahead and take him. Let's go to Dave in Nevada on line 3. Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk maybe a little bit about gold and silver.
Sure. Yeah.
With relation to what's going on right now. I'm trading futures a little bit, and the other day there was Thursday and Friday there was a vicious takedown in the price. Gold got taken down about 1% yesterday, and then more like 2%, and then silver went down more like 3%, which is a lot.
I saw that.
It was just a waterfall, and I was just watching red all day long. It was just like nonstop. It was just going down and then further down, and then it just kept going even further down. But I think that's a sign that the bankers are getting desperate, and I think what's going to happen is the futures price are going to uncoil at one point pretty soon.
Well, I think they already have. When you look at the difference between paper gold and silver and the hard gold and silver that you can buy, I mean, there's places like gold, you know, there's $50 to $90 premium per ounce, depending on the broker, and silver, we're talking $3 to $7 an ounce premiums. So that disconnect has already occurred.
Yeah, well, it's happening, but I'm talking about an actual, like, where it's going to be the actual paper price is going to start unraveling, too.
Oh, that's very possible.
Do you mean unraveling the way oil did a while back? I mean, where it goes negative or something like that?
I mean it's going to unravel to the upside instead of the downside.
I'd like to add one thing right here. And that is that, and I saw something I thought was kind of humorous. Maybe it isn't humorous. Maybe it's real serious. I saw and maybe you saw it, Vix Weir had a little blog, this week, and it's short, but he's calling for $35,000 an ounce silver. He's suggesting, and, you know, I know Vix is a very bright guy. Sometimes, you know, some people like Vix Weir and Cliff High, I just can't hardly stay on the same page with them because some of the things they say are so fantastic and yet not necessarily wrong. They're just fantastic. But he's suggesting that silver will, and this has to do with the gold supply in the Grand Canyon, but they're suggesting that silver will reach parity with gold at $35,000. So,
all right, guys,
you know,
guys, hang on a minute. We got a break. Folks, 1-800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
But a song we'll sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer, and today is Saturday, the sixth day of June in the year of our Lord, 2020. Lori has the day off, but Rick and I right now are talking with Dave in Nevada. Dave and Rick, go ahead, buddies.
Well, okay, I was just going to suggest that there are certain reasons for the increase in the silver price with comparison to gold. But I know you're talking futures, and I got to tell you, when it comes to trading futures, I am very poorly versed. My son teaches it at Ameritrade to the traders, but and generally when he starts talking about this kind of stuff, my eyes roll back in my head. But please continue.
Okay, so actually it's kind of important to understand futures because it gives you an idea of how much leverage you have as a trader. It's not that hard. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You trade in terms of contracts. And the way to look at contracts is it's like a single stock. So you purchase a contract, and then it either goes up or the price goes up or it goes down, just like a stock. And that way it's no different. And then you buy and then you sell, or you short it, which means you sell it first and then you buy it. So there's no difference. The only difference is, and this is the big difference, is that you have access. One contract is worth for every dollar that you purchase, each contract is worth 100 times that So you get 100x leverage in terms right. of price movement.
Right.
So if for instance, if the price of gold goes up $1, you're making $100 in profit. If it goes up $2, you get $200. That's basically how it works. That's it. It's no more complicated than that.
Go ahead.
So let's say there's some guy with a lot of money. He's going to get even more. He's going to get access to even more leverage. So if there's a group of people that want to take down the price of gold or silver, they can do it right quick because they have They can do it. They have 100x to play with.
Right. Yeah, and that's what that's what I wanted to bring up. That's exactly what I was about to say when I started to speak was that sometimes these people coming up on the end of a period will sell a bunch of these contracts for short covering to raise money for something else. But and that
right.
takes the price down. But at some point, and I wonder if this is what you're saying, at some point, and I don't think it's going to be that much longer, the price of the paper and the price of the actual commodity, they should decouple. What do you think?
They should be what?
They should decouple. They should, you know, eventually people should see these two things as not the same thing. They should see that the actual commodity is not the paper. And at some point the paper goes to zero and silver goes to 35,000. You know, and it'll just get out of control at that point. That's kind of
right.
the point I would make to the average human.
Right. Yeah. So basically, it's going to be there's going to be a natural price discovery as to what it should be in terms of dollars, because there has to be, from what I'm reading, there has to be a certain amount with these contracts. There has to be a certain amount of gold and or silver in these warehouses. There has to be a minimum amount that backs it up. So if they fiddle with the actual amount of gold and silver and it's not really there, and people start asking for delivery, like actual physical delivery, then it's gonna make the price explode.
I don't know if it's true. I've heard that the exchange for physical last year was exponential compared to what it has been in the past. So I think some people in the know have been asking for the physical product, and then they claim that we couldn't, that the COMEX couldn't supply it, and then they started sending it over to the City of London for physical delivery. And then at some point, the City of London just said, no, screw you, you're not getting any. So you would think at that point that would be discovery. And I'm still waiting for the explosion.
Yes, I think it's gonna. The way I look at it, the more the paper price is manipulated to the downside. That to me is kind of a sign of desperation.
Okay, Dave. Thank you for your call, buddy.
Yep.
We got a break, and then we got callers stacking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Oh yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
So I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescents glowing and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain and wander through the forest. Where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. And when it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain.
This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, June 6, 2020. Rick, next we're going to Jill in Ecuador on line 9. Good morning, okay. Joe.
Good work. Good morning, Joe. Nice work, Ken. Good morning, Joe.
This is Jill, I believe. Hello, are you there, ma'am?
Oh, Jill. Hello?
We must have lost her. All right, we've got another caller waiting. Let's go to Chance in West Virginia on line 5. Hello, Chance.
Yes. Hello, Tim. Hello, Rick. You know, perfect song timing. Perfect song timing, because we're all stuck in the middle, and none of us are born to follow. You know, let me tell you something, Rick and Tim. You know, we must repeatedly call this what this really is, what's going on. Make no mistake about this. This is a communist revolutionary takeover in process. You know, well, my relatives fled.
You're 100%
I don't know. Do you really think they'll pull it off?
Well, I don't know, but let me tell you, my relatives fled the horrors and atrocities of communism in Eastern... My relatives, they fled the horrors and the atrocities of communism in Eastern Europe, so I'm aware of this. You know, and let me tell you something. We're going to be hit with more propaganda, more and more. Now we're going to be told lies 100% of the time rather than most of the time. Let me tell you the newest one now. Now, all of a sudden I hear, well, the economy is not as bad as we said it was previously.
Last Wednesday.
Now, can I say something? How is this possible?
John.
I think we got two calls. What, we got two calls going on here? Hello?
Are you there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ben, can you tell
me
what's going on?
I wonder if that was that gal from, or that gal from Ecuador. I wonder if that's what that was.
Ken, if,
wow,
if it's that Ecuador call, please ask him to hold on, sir.
Are you there?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, we're here.
You got me now?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yes, we got you, Ken.
Okay, now where did I leave off?
The newest lie.
What?
Talking about the newest lie. You were going
to the newest lie. Okay, here's the newest lie, gentlemen. Now they say the economy's not as bad as we said it was previously. Now, how in the world can this be possible between the face paper, crap paper virus with all the business shutdowns? Now businesses are being burned down. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. What I'm saying is that now we're going to be told lies 100% of the time. Not 75% of the time. We have to call this. Make a point. I'll let you speak in a minute. Make a point to call this what it really is.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I think we have been lied to 100% of the time for decades. I don't think there's anything out there that your eyes see or your ears hear that's real. Except maybe if you happen to be in church, and then I'm not 100% sure about that. But please continue.
All right. Yeah, I'm not accusing you of evading the topic. Now, don't get me wrong, but you have to drum it into these people's heads what's going on. It's a communist revolutionary takeover. Believe me, it has nothing to do with BLMs and ABCs and DES.
No.
This is all bullcrap. It's all bullcrap.
Right.
This is a communist takeover. And take it from me. My relatives fled the horrors of communism in Europe.
Right.
So I know. And it is atrocious.
Damn.
So people better wake up and keep plugging and reminding them that this is communism coming our way. That's all it is, gentlemen. And I thank you both for the good work you do, and God bless you both now.
Well, God bless you, too. Thanks a million. You know, before we go to the next caller, let me just inject this. There is a video put out there by Curtis Stone this week, and it's short. It's maybe 15 minutes long, and I do not mean Curtis Stone the chef. I mean Curtis Stone the urban farmer, where he addresses this exact situation. And he, I felt vindicated, and I felt brilliant for a couple minutes there, when he agreed with me, and that is that what was that fellow's name that was just on, Tim?
The one that was just on, that was Chance.
Chance, listen, so I get the message. I get the message, but, and, you know, God knows, you know, this is David against Goliath. That's a fact. But I think that I'm trying to remember that Japanese admiral that said, I fear we have only awakened a sleeping giant.
General Yamamoto, Admiral Yamamoto, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they bombed Pearl Harbor, and then they got to thinking about it, and they're like, oh, crap. Now they're looking at us. So, you know, I think people may have a lot more power than they think that they do. I know that the system is trying to make you feel weak and powerless and, of course, alone. I don't know that this is the case. If you have a few minutes, and I really, I don't normally don't normally get too insistent about you guys watching the videos I recommend, but I would like to highly recommend you look at this. It's short, and it would be something that was put off midweek, and it's just some thoughts on this situation from the perspective of a man who, from the perspective of a man who produces food. And what he's going to suggest is we have some choices here. We have personal choices. Yeah.
I hate to interrupt, but we can continue this in a minute. We've got a caller all the way from Ecuador, and I know this is costing her a fortune to be on
hold.
Oh,
that's interesting. Oh, that's fascinating.
Jill, welcome to the show. Hello?
I'm
there you are.
I missed John. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay. I just need to tell you that the John Moore Show is not posted on the internet. I wanted to listen to it. I couldn't do it when it was live. I tried all day and into the night. I can't find it anywhere. Can you tell me what's going on with that?
Yes, ma'am, I will. I'm the one that posted. Here, my house, where I work from, we had an extremely poor internet connection last night. The video is posted on YouTube right now on his channel. So it is there. I don't remember what time, but it was very late when I finally got it up there. I started uploading it at 3 p.m. our time, and I would say it was 11 p.m. midnight by the time it finally got there. But it is there.
There's a huge lag here, isn't there?
I don't know. Joe, are you still on the line?
No, this isn't good.
Well,
I
guess we missed her.
Well, five will get you
now,
10. Five will get you 10. She'll try again. Yes. Well, I just want to say you're going to find that there are some. This isn't all bad news. You're going to find there are opportunities available to all of us right now. And I've said this before, I'm just going to say it again because I think it's worth saying. You folks, you've got choices. You can either learn to take care of yourself and your families, which, in my opinion, is pivotal. Maybe a matter of life and death. And y'all need to take your relationship with God and other people very seriously right now. This can be just as good. This is like a nuclear weapon. You can either destroy a city with it or you can light a city with it. So, you know, the choice is going to be yours, and it always was. You're going to have personal choices here as to which direction you would like to go. And yes,
I agree.
This thing poses a catalyst. This is a catalyst. I know that you thought you had all the time in the world. I know that it was fun to think you could put everything off until next week and next year. I'm not sure that's true anymore.
I'm not either.
That's all I wanted to say about
caller.
Go ahead. That's great. Go ahead.
We got another caller.
Sure.
We got Tom in Florida on line 3. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Listen, I want to get to a lot of factors that we got to straighten out immediately in this country. First off, Larry Elder's coming out with a book Monday called Uncle Tom. He's going to expose a lot, and the other guy is Roger Ennis, and Larry Elder, California, is going to come out with a book called Uncle Tom. It's telling the real truth. I was just looking at the FBI statistics. It's unbelievable. Nobody in the liberal, communist, Bolshevik takeover is talking the truth. The Soros funded, when Trump got inaugurated, and the next day they had all these white women marching, George Soros put $90 million into that march. I don't know how much money he's putting into this right now, but this is going to be lead into an all-out race war if we don't nip it in the bud right now. Larry Elder's already said it, and you got a lot of conservative black Afro-Americans are fed up with this lying criminality of the CNNs and the MSNBCs. They're all controlled by homosexuality and all this other nonsense. And I'm going to tell you, I just looked at the FBI statistics. I want every one of you guys, like I am, go to a printing store and get copies made up by the thousands and pass them out so they can read it to a million, because this has all been a lie. Matter of fact, 90% of all gun violence in this country in the last 20 years is mainly by black Afro-Americans. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about 19 whites were shot by cops and only 9 black. Mm-hmm. And it could be maybe a little higher, but the whites are the ones that are being persecuted. The whites look, you know, I'm going to ask you this. I want everybody in your listening audience to hear this. How many white people will go and venture into a black neighborhood at night compared to blacks going into a white neighborhood? Come on, let's tell the truth.
I can promise you. I don't know.
There aren't any blacks where I live.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what. Some of the neighborhoods in my town, you're going to be in trouble.
You won't get back out of here. And if you're a woman, you'll probably live 3 days and wish you were dead.
Well, listen, that's another thing I want to get to. That's a great point you just said there. Listen, here in Chicago, they're not talking about the murder rate. I was just looking back from 2012 to 8-year period. I looked at an 8-year period. You realize how many blacks have killed each other? What was the protest then? I believe I thought it was 26,000 people dead, blacks killing each other. And I'm pretty sure
that was just in my city alone.
Well, I can tell you right now, this has gone to the point, it's going to be a giant mushroom cloud if we don't stop this nonsense. And, you know, the way these Democrats are lying on Trump is just disgusting. And they don't even want the guy to hold up a Bible. I mean, this is unbelievable. That's the problem with this country. We've got away from the Bible. You know what? I hate to say this.
Right.
I have a,
That's true.
We've gotten away from the Bible. The narrative is being run by a bunch of Bolshevik. What do you call them? They're not even. They're atheists. That's what they are. They're atheists.
I got an opinion on that. They're not just atheists, buddy. They're atheist, Satan worshiping pedophiles. This is the most insidious group of human beings. And you know, I'm glad you bring that up. Just give me 30 seconds here. I just want to say this: the average human being cannot even encompass what these people are, because people tend to think people are like people they know. These people we're talking about right here, these globalists, these are like nobody you know. And thank your lucky stars, you don't know anybody like this. These are the most insidious monsters that you could possibly even dream up, even in a movie. They would make Stephen King's work look childish. But please continue.
I agree with you. You know, here's what this thing has all led to, though. I was watching the History Channel with Grant, Ulysses Grant. They have a documentary on Grant. And, you know, blacks will never admit to this. But, you know, they're not going to admit to this. But the fact of the matter is, white people are killing each other for their freedom. And let me tell you another thing that nobody's talking about. The South, the Southerners at that time, Robert E. Lee said enough is enough. Robert E. Lee said, listen, because, you know, Nathan Bedford Forrest and all the generals in the South, they could have kept that war going on for another 40, 50 years using guerrilla warfare tactics. And Robert E. Lee was like, generals, you know what? We lost. That's the end of the war. Let's end this now. But you know what? All we hear in Lincoln, let me tell you, nobody's talking about Abraham Lincoln, what his plans were if he wouldn't have got assassinated. I wish somebody would really start talking in the media about Lincoln's ideology.
He was fairly socialist. Yeah, he was kind of a communist himself.
Well,
he was a communist. Look at the people he surrounded himself with, guys.
Yep, his whole
just
his
look
whole
at the import into his cabinet.
You know what, I read some of Lincoln's papers 2 months before the Civil War ended, and if you read his papers, if anybody would archive his papers, I did it. I'm like, wow. Lincoln wanted to send them all back to Monrovia, Liberia. He was going to ship most of them all back with food and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
Fine. Right.
But nobody talks about that.
That was the plan. Yeah, but it got interrupted, didn't it? Yeah.
Well, Wilkes Booth shot him. But, you know, a lot of people. But I watched that documentary. It's really fascinating to watch about Ulysses Grant. I mean, nobody ever really, until the History Channel put it on, nobody knows the history. These kids today don't even know their history of their own country, black or white.
They don't want to listen to black music
and how to shoot cops. Cops are bad. Music.
Tom, take a breath, buddy. Take a breath. Settle down.
Here's one interesting fact I just wanted to inject. When Ford shot Lincoln, he jumped out of the window and fractured his leg. When he came across a doctor named Mudd, who fixed him. And of course, they arrested Mudd, but which was ridiculous because Mudd had no idea what was going on. But with that, the saying "Your name is Mudd," remember that? That's where that came from.
Yeah.
Poor Dr. Mudd, who helped John Wilkes Booth.
All right. Thank you for your call, buddy. We got a break coming up, and I'm sure we got more callers waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Be my pillow, take my hand, and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep darkness. Darkness, hide my yearning for the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turn.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Lost everything to you. You say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn
bad. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Jim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 6th day of June, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hope everybody's having a good day. You know, Rick, our last caller there, Tom, brought out of several good points. And, sure. You know, I could talk about the Civil War all day. I can talk about growing up.
I don't know that our listeners want to. Go ahead.
Say that again, Rick, buddy. Well,
no, I said I'm not sure how many listeners want to do that.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying I could. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, the Confederacy was an independent nation with its own standing military, its own postal system, its own governing body, and was actually a separate country from the United States. Yet everyone
called
and then
it got
attacked. The Civil War.
Well, that's baloney. Right. It was the War of Northern Aggression, but you know what I would say about that, and I'm sorry about interrupting, but what I want you to do here is draw a parallel between that and, let's say, Gaddafi or anybody who tried to create a gold-backed currency and got murdered. There was a reason that the northern states attacked the southern states, and it was for the exact same reason, wasn't it? I mean,
right.
The South was the economic engine of the United States, and they weren't about to let those guys go.
No. You know, and Lincoln intentionally started the war there at Fort Sumter. You know, he was given an ultimatum, and he did it anyway. So, you know, what can I say? It happened, you know, what, 250 years ago or 150 years ago? You know, yeah, I had a great-great-grandfather that fought for the South. So what? That was him. I never met him. And I'm willing to let bygones be bygones. There's nothing we can do about it now. The thing that irritates the hell out of me is the lies about it.
Well, as it was portrayed in the movie Braveheart about Scotland and England, they say that history is written by the winners of wars. And that is why you can't. That's why you lose a war now. Now they can write you in anything they want. They'll write you in as a villain every time. But in a way, couldn't we say that the same exact thing is happening right now, and that this same scenario just seems to play out over and over again? Yes, the actors are different, but it's the same sort of aggression.
It is. It is. Absolutely. But most people are so emotionally invested in this thing that they can't see the truth right in front of their face, which is very sad. You know?
Sure.
What can I say? Anyway, we got our top of the hour break, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about pretty much anything you want to within reason. See you on the flip side, guys.
Sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.